Welcome to another edition of Suits Talk, Season 4, Episode 3 edition. I'm your host, Aaron, and as always, I'm joined by my main swoopy-haired douche, Nick. What'd you think of the episode, buddy?
I don't have swoopy hair, and for those listening, Aaron's hair looks like a loofah, so... Back at you.
No,
back
it does
at you
not.
For calling me swoopy hair.
Does it really?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Okay.
But I don't have swoopy hair, so let that also be on the record.
It's kind of down right now. I don't know. Anyways.
Dude,
you know what? While we're on the subject, we were at Chipotle earlier, and these girls... Never mind. You know what? We're not going to go into this story. Let's just continue. What did you think of the episode?
8 out of 10. I thought it was good for a romance episode. I saw that they kind of focused more on the romantic side of things. We saw a lot with Jeff and Jessica, a lot with Rachel and Logan, Rachel and Mike, some progression on the Darby front. I know you don't like that, but I thought we had some of it.
Well, just before we continue, we have an upset here. Guys, this guy hates Suits, and he just gave this episode an 8 out of 10. I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned.
I don't hate Suits. This is the last time we'll hear this argument.
You
the
said
criteria
last week.
Set was set by you. We'll save this for another time. What did you think about the romance in this episode?
What did I think about the romance, or what did I think about the episode?
Let's start with the episode. Overall, what did you think of the episode?
I would give it a 7.2.
7.2 again?
Yes.
Wait, so you say I rate the episodes too low, but your episodes are mediocre in that sense because they all have the same rating. 7.2 last week, 7.2 this week. Is it going to be 7.2 till the end of the season?
No, it's not.
Or are you going to come up with something original?
This is only 2 weeks in a row that I've rated it 7.2.
Okay.
I mean, there is a lot of weeks left where I could rate it a 10 or a 5, which is the minimum.
True. So what about the romance? What do you think of the romance?
I am a big romance fan. I'm a romanticist, and I have a lot of opinions about the romance that went down in this episode. I definitely like what we're seeing from Mike and Rachel. I'm a huge Mike and Rachel fan. And I think once we get into that a little later, you're going to hear some interesting things from me about that.
Is it one of your bold predictions you got up your sleeve?
It's not really. No, it's not a bold prediction. Uh-oh. It's just a bold statement.
Oh, okay. What about Jeff and Jessica? What did you think about them as far as their romance? This was really centric on them. As far as romance goes.
It's kind of gone on in the last couple episodes, but we haven't really talked about Jeff and Jessica very much. I didn't really think that it was going to be like an actual, like, continuous plot arc. I just thought that maybe it'd be like one or two episodes and then he would just disappear, but it looks like they're keeping him.
I agree. I thought when they originally introduced Jeff and this idea of Jessica and him having romance, I thought it'd be one of those things that was played at, and once she cut it off in the first episode and said, hey, we're just strictly platonic, just professional, I thought that'd be the end of it. And they just kind of have, like, teases at it and make, like, a joke out of it, kind of. Like, oh, Jeff still has feelings for Jessica. It's just kind of one of those things. But they're turning into an arc now.
Are we talking
And about- I almost wonder if we're going to have him in, like, season 5 and stuff.
I think it's possible that he could be a continuous character for multiple seasons, maybe in season 5, but... I think the surprising thing about their relationship and the thing that makes me inclined to believe that he won't be a permanent character is that we've seen Jessica be so serious about her work for this entire show. I mean, we're in season 4 and she's been extremely serious about everything. And we even saw her in the scene where they were, you know, doing the night research. Still, she said, we're not doing this. I'm not jeopardizing my reputation for this. And I think that even she might cave, but I think that in the end, that will be the outcome. I don't think they'll be having like a secret dark romance or something like that together in the end.
Yeah, I think I would agree. Just because it would be very out of character. And I know you like development, but I don't think it'd be very out of character for her just to say, well, screw what I said earlier. I want you rather than my professional work. That's just who she is. Like, that's just who Jessica is as a character. And I think it'll come to it. At the end, I remember you saying that season 4 ending would be the ending of Jessica Pearson. Do you think they'll get together and leave the firm together?
No. I don't think there's any way that will happen.
It's at least worth a bold prediction, right?
I still think that it's possible we could see Jessica leave the firm, but... I don't think that would be the reason. I can't see her just being like, well, screw my professional job. I'm just going to elope with this loser.
Well, maybe if she loves him enough, you romanticist. Maybe she loves him
enough. Okay, well, she doesn't, so we can move on from that.
Okay, what'd you think about Lewis?
Well, you know, it's funny because last week we talked about how we thought the episode was...
Too Lewis-centric.
And this episode, it might just be because we have less characters. I mean, the show, it kind of like had the core of characters in the beginning, and just over time we've just lost characters. And the attempts to reintroduce more characters have failed. So it's like, oh, well, Rick Hoffman's really good, so we're just going to up his screen time.
Well, that plus he's the fan favorite, I think. But do you think he's moving out of the secondary character realm into more main character?
I think he's been a main character since the first season.
I think he has, but I mean, is Jessica a main character or a secondary character? I would think of her more secondary.
So you think, are you kind of implying that like the main character is just Mike and Harvey?
Mike and Harvey and Rachel, and like that's about it, maybe.
You think Rachel's a main character? I don't know about that.
It's hard because at the core, Suits is about Mike and Harvey.
It depends on how you define main character. Yeah. Because they're all on the main cast, the recurring cast. Yep. But if you're talking about like just the main characters, it's probably Mike and Harvey. That's it.
Yeah. I know we talked about last week how he's being used a lot for comedy. And I like the comedy and I like the stories that go along with him. But I don't like that for this season, at least, it's either we are laughing at Lewis or we feel bad for Lewis. And we saw last episode where Lewis got the corner office, but I think that was really rare. I think a trend has been we either laugh with Lewis at his antics or we feel bad for him, you know? And I just want him to be fleshed out a little more. I think they've done a good job, though, this season of, like, fleshing him out more. But I want them to continue with it. I don't want them to just abandon it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how I feel about Lewis. I kind of, like, I want them to maybe try to develop his character more in a serious way. Like, I want to know more about him. Maybe it doesn't, you know, since we've lost Sheila from the show, it's kind of been like he doesn't have anything personal going on. But then at the same time, it's like, well, Lewis doesn't really, he doesn't strike you as the guy who has a lot of personal things. He's more, I love my job and that's all that matters. And so it's kind of like, I want them to do more with that, but I don't know. And then you kind of got Katrina jumping in there. Which reminds me, this week, during the week, we asked for Twitter questions. And, you know, we only got one. But that's okay, because that's one. And it kind of ties into what we're talking about. This question is from Bizzle. And Bizzle wants us to talk about if we think Katrina and Lewis could ever have a thing. Maybe not like a real romance. Obviously, Katrina's a lot younger than Lewis, or at least it appears that way. But maybe just like a hookup type thing, or do you think maybe their relationship is more of a like brother-sister? Or
brother-sister all the way.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd ever have like where they're studying for a case and like, hey, Katrina, what's up? And then throwing everything off the desk.
I think that, and I know we kind of have talked about this not on the show before, but I think it's weird. This ties into the episode today. You know, with Malone was faking to Lewis, trying to like act like he was, you know, had feelings for him or whatever. I think it's possible that Lewis could, before the show's over, become gay or have gay feelings. And I'm not like trying to be funny. I think just he's an extremely feminine character, which it's very possible to be feminine without being gay. Nothing against gays. I just think that it's a big plot arc that they could throw out there for Lewis, and it's good for the network, and I just think it's something that it's possible that we'll see for Lewis.
Well, it's already been established that he's been shut out by a lot of people, and the only person he has to really hold on to that hasn't betrayed him is Katrina.
Yeah.
I mean, Harvey, Mike, Jessica, Malone, Rachel probably, Dawn. I mean, everybody that he knows has kind of betrayed him, and he is quirky, but I don't know if they'll go the gay arc, but I could see it happening. I remember when I watched the show, when I binge watched it, I thought, I wonder if he's gay. Because he is really feminine, but I don't know if they'll take that arc. I don't know if it's something they'll just play with or if they'll go with it.
Yeah, you know? It's something, you know, they could just like toy it for the whole show. I think that's something that we could. But, I mean, just the way that Lewis worships Harvey, and I could just see it.
Yeah, but I guess you could write that off as like his professional idols.
Well, I'm not saying that he is now and he knows it. I'm just saying they could play that into the idea that he could be gay.
What'd you think about Lewis screaming at Jeff? I've only seen Lewis scream like two or three times, and it was...
Really, name them.
I don't know them off the top of my head. That's what
I thought. Yeah, some... I told you this guy hates suits.
But they're few and far between. I can't tell you that much. I can tell you Lewis can shut up a room when he screams, and he's kind of girly and sissy, like you said, and he's kind of feminine, but he shut up the room when he screamed, and he shut up Jeff really quick. Yeah. I think one thing I admire about him is that he has that power to him, you know? Which we know he's really good in court, so maybe that's just experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think Lewis Litt is a badass.
He definitely is. He has that edge to him, you know?
All right, let's move on to the next segment. This one is our one and only and top recurring segment. It's called
Nick's Cinematography Crap.
I regret even mentioning the cinematography last episode because there's not much to talk about week after week.
You guys don't even know what it's like to be friends with this guy. He's like always talking about stuff like this. Like that show is really good. It's got good filming angles.
Okay, well that makes me more intelligent than you, so thank you for the compliment. Okay,
talk about the cinematography.
All right.
Wait, I want to do the intro one more time. Ready?
Okay.
No, I mean, we're going to keep both.
Nick's Cinematography Crap.
Proceed.
I like the first one better without the crap. Anyways.
I said crap the first time, too.
Okay.
I did, really.
Anyways, back on track.
Yeah.
Cinematography this episode, same as the last. Didn't really prepare anything. Didn't know this would be a segment, so.
Well, it's a recurring segment every week, so I'm going to need you to pay attention. I know, but I think you take
it seriously. Anyways, I did notice that there was a lot of shots. It's like a far shot with two people talking. Like, there's a scene with Jeff and Jessica. It was a far shot, and they were, like, symmetrical. Like, the shot was very symmetrical. And then the same shot with Harvey and Donna. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to read into that, but I thought it was cool. So, if you had told me this would be a segment, I could probably come up with something cool. But...
Well, you have a lot of fans who are really interested in this segment, because this is just a fascinating topic.
Okay.
So, but anyways, I actually noticed some stuff about this episode. That is what made me want to bring it up.
Aaron Cinematography.
Don't ever do that again. But anyways, look at the scene we play the show on the TV while we're on mute while we're talking. Look at the scene right now. Well, it's kind of almost over, but it's the scene where Mike's in the garage with...
Gillis.
And I noticed in a lot of shots in this episode, even there is a lot of the characters have like half shadows on their faces. Like when Donna was sitting in Harvey's office, half shadow. Right now with Jessica, half shadow. Mike's talking to Gillis, half shadow.
Well, maybe it's just poor lighting by the staff. I mean, that's always...
Or maybe they're just trying to make them like...
Half ninjas. Evil, half good, man, you know?
A firm divided.
Boom!
Mind blown.
We just made a revelation together. On the cinematography front, we came together.
Oh, my God, no. That was like... There was no revelations in Nick's cinematography. Oh, once we moved over to Aaron's cinematography, we learned some stuff.
Yeah, because you planned the segment. Anyways, I'm just the co-host, okay? I'm just the co-host. Anyways... What else did you think about the episode? What didn't you like?
What didn't I like?
Well, something you could say, I don't really like that.
Are you asking me why I gave it a 7.2 instead of a 10?
Yeah, what happened to the other points?
Well, hold on. Let me
think. Sit down. I prepared that segment.
Maybe you should have asked me this when you first asked me what I thought about the episode. Instead of just, let's talk about 30 minutes of other stuff and then just randomly join back. This is why I'm the host. I bring direction to the episode, and you're the co-host because you have no idea what you're doing.
Okay, we'll talk about this at the end of the podcast, as per usual.
No, we won't. I'm not talking about shit with you at the end of the podcast. All right, so I have another segment-ish. This one, we're going to call it Lightning Discussion, okay? And I'm the host, so I'll just throw them at you, and you tell me what you think, and I'll bounce if I've got anything interesting, okay?
All right, so the pressure's on me.
Yes, the pressure's on you.
Lovely.
I mean, if we had known about this segment before, if I would have thought of this before 35 seconds ago, I would have warned you, and you could have some too. But for now, in the first time we're bringing this segment up, it's just going to be me, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to say something to you, and I want you to tell me something about it in this episode. Just the first thing that pops into your head, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mike's ties.
colorful. They're colorful. We talked about them last time. They're kind of an unusual color for Mike.
Okay. Lewis's ties.
Kind of feminine. The first one we saw him in was a pink tie, but to that note, there was also a gold one. So not necessarily all feminine.
Harvey's attitude this season.
Very cold. He's kind of distant from everybody, and I know that's very Harvey-ish, but we haven't seen real much interaction with Harvey and anyone else other than Donna and Mike, really, and occasionally Rachel. But when he does talk to Rachel, it's only used to screw over Mike, so cold.
Rachel and Logan.
Unfaithful. We talked about in the discussion that there's going to be a new secretary for Mike, like his own Donna, and we thought that he would cheat on Rachel with her. I think the direction it's going, if they choose to go it, is that Mike won't do that. It'll be Rachel and Logan that'll have an affair kind of thing. I just think that's the direction that they'll take it. I don't think they're showing Logan and Rachel interact so much if they're not going to take it somewhere. But that's just my opinion.
Since we're on the subject, sort of, I said this off the podcast, which I wish I hadn't, because I wish I could have had the recording of Nick's reaction, but we were kind of talking about what we were going to say on the podcast, and I was talking about Mike and Rachel, and I think when Rachel came home and she was talking to Mike, and Mike was, you know, basically accusing her, saying, why didn't you tell me about this?
Badgering her, kind of.
Yeah, and then she sits down in front of him and starts telling him the truth, and then they, like, start hugging, and he's like, I love you. She's like, I love you too. I'm over here tearing up, and I'm just like, man, that's a good romance right there. And I wrote on my notes, amazing romance. And I was telling Nick, that is some Romeo and Juliet stuff right there. And his eyes just like popped out of his head when I said that. But,
well, I mean, all good romances have some problems. I wonder what their problem will be this season.
Well, their problem is going to be Logan.
Yeah. I hope they do it. If they do it, I hope they do it tastefully and not just like, whatever, Mike, I'm done with you. Hey, Logan. You know? I think it'll be really rushed if they do it that way.
Okay. Back to the lightning round. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here we go. Darby.
Nothing, pretty much. We had a few scenes with Harvey and Donna, but the few scenes they were in, especially with Donna, the first one, she says she's a Harvey fan, and I know Twitter blew up about that, so a little, but in my opinion, none. I don't think there's any Darby progression.
Okay, that's all I've got for the lightning round.
Okay, well, I got some if you want to hear mine.
Sure, go ahead.
Ready? Harvey getting called a POS.
Well, he is a POS. I think we kind of talked about this earlier about Harvey's character progression as the season's gone on, but he has turned into... I know he was kind of already like that before this, but I don't know. Maybe it was just the fact that Mike was there to kind of balance him out, or I don't know. But he is just, I love him, but he is, it's like he's evil.
Okay. Last one. Ready for this?
Yeah.
The SEC investigation.
Lewis saving the day.
Becoming name partner because of it?
No. Lewis will never be a name partner, but he's going to save the day on this SEC investigation. We'll see some like stuff where Jessica and Malone have like a fallout or something, and Malone says, screw it, I'm not doing your investigation anymore. Bam, in comes Lit, saves the day.
Well, we do know that he wanted to save the day before Jeff even showed up, so it's a good possibility.
Yep.
All right, well, enough of the lightning round. If you like that segment, tell us and we'll keep doing it. I thought it was pretty cool.
I think it's a good way to knock out some smaller topics without having whole segments about it.
So definitely.
I like it. So I think the last thing that we're going to talk about here is kind of the meat of the storyline, which, you know, I mean, I get we've kind of touched on it, but let's talk about Harvey and this whole thing with Logan trying to, you know, get dirt on Mike, and Harvey struggling with whether or not to reveal Mike's secret and all that stuff. What'd you think about it?
Well, originally when I first saw that, I thought one of my predictions was coming true. In the discussion, I said, I think Harvey will use Mike's secret as leverage for him to win between them. I think this will be the closest we come to that this season. Maybe not. Maybe we can see a resurfacing of it towards the end for some added tension. But originally, my jaw kind of dropped. I was like, is Harvey that low? And then even when Donna, I think the lowest point for Harvey, not just in this episode or this season, but all time, is when he was talking to Donna, and she said, aren't you even going to at least give him a warning? And Harvey says, he's on the other side. He doesn't need a warning. I think that was really low of him.
Yeah, but he ended up not doing it anyway. He did what he could to not make it happen.
I know, but it's just the idea behind it, that there was some way, like Rachel said at the end, that he could have came to her first. And he was just like, no, you know what? Mike doesn't need a warning. And I know they kind of reconciled a little bit at the end because Harvey got his dad's tapes and it's all settled with Mike. But I think this was really just the end of round two. And I think it's going to get dirtier. And I wonder if Harvey pulled that kind of punch this early in the fight, what's it going to take when it's so close to a knockout, you know?
Well, I have been telling you this since the discussion. I just don't think that Harvey is that low. And we saw his conscience come out in this episode. He didn't want that to happen to Mike. And he even said to Donna, if it was anybody except Mike, I would have an article in the Times tomorrow. And he obviously did not do that. So, and he did what he could the whole episode to not let that happen. So even though it would take him down with it, I don't think that was part of it for him. I just think he still cares about Mike and he doesn't want to do that to him. And so if he really pulled that card on Mike, said, yeah, I'm going to reveal your secret, it would be the end of their relationship. So and obviously the show hinges on their relationship, which I'm sitting over here like, man, I just want them to be together again. So I don't think that, and I've been telling you this, I don't think that that's going to happen. And I think this is the last that we're going to hear of it.
Hopefully. I mean, two things. Kind of forgot to address the fact that when Harvey was in Walter Gillis's office, you kind of saw this shot when he was facing away from him on the cinematography end. Harvey, when he's turned his back on Walter, he has eyes closed like, I can't believe I'm doing this. So it's almost like that he had a conscience about it. But it's just, I think it's just how he handles it. I don't know if it's what he's doing. It's just how he talks about it. He just seems kind of snarky almost, kind of rude. But to second that, the show hinges on Mike and Harvey, but it also hinges on his secret. And I know I've said this every episode, it gets repetitive, but I'm still interested, and I know a lot of people on the internet message boards are tired of hearing about Mike's secret as a plot device, but the show was founded on that idea. Two lawyers, one degree. So I'm always interested as a viewer to see how it ties back in, because it's got to tie back in somehow. So,
well, I'm not saying that I think that it won't ever tie back into the plot. I'm just saying that with the whole thing with Logan and Harvey and this specific case, I think this is the end of the whole let's dig up dirt on Mike thing. I think that now, especially, that Logan pretty much revealed his hand with Rachel. I mean, he didn't. You could say that he didn't necessarily say that he wanted Rachel, but just the way his face was and the way he said it, it makes it to me look like he sort of has interest there, and he knows that at this point, if he ever tried to do anything like that again, it'd be the end of that. So I don't think we will see that from him. It's possible if another case like this arises or something, that could be an investigation point, or maybe Logan could find out some other way and renew his interest. Someone could tell him or something, but
What about Logan doing the investigation work on his own?
Why, though?
Because he's jealous, because he wants Rachel. And Mike and Rachel are together, and all he wants is dirt on Mike. He's going to tell Rachel, but she already knows, so there's
Rachel
no dirt, really.
Rachel specifically said to him to not investigate Mike. So I know, but Logan is not stupid. He's going to know.
We know very little about him as a character, though.
Yeah, but we know he's not stupid. So
I know, but I'm just interested in the long run of it. If it's not now, then I don't know when they could address it, you know? Personally, I think as much as I want it to be revealed or to be threatened, I think it would ruin the tension of the show.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I know. It's not going to happen until the end of the last season.
I know.
End of story.
Anyways, I think it's interesting.
Aaron Korsh, I need you to tweet at us and just say, Aaron is right. That is correct. It's not going to happen.
All right. Well, anyways, I think that's all I've got. Is that all you got?
That is all I've got, my swoopy-haired friend.
Okay. Well, swoopy-haired friend. I think your hair still looks like a loofah, by the way. Check him out at a fat Greek cat. Tell him his hair looks like a loofah. And tell me I have beautiful hair. So let's just keep that.
Yeah, let's not go there. Anyways, as always, you can tweet us at Suits Podcast. We're going to tweet periodically throughout the week. We've actually got 2 weeks until the next episode. But we're going to tweet periodically throughout the coming weeks and every week asking for discussion topics. We want you guys to tweet us. Tell us anything you want us to talk about, anything you want to hear from us. It can definitely help expand our podcast, and we would love to have listener feedback. I mean, I know we say that all the time, but Twitter questions, anything like that, we are totally in for it. We'll mention you. We'll give you a little shout out. And
I don't think it's very fun if it's just us two talking. I mean, obviously, we will be doing that, but we want it to be kind of interactive. Like, we want to discuss the stuff that people actually want us to discuss, as well as discuss things we want to discuss. So tweet us questions, like Aaron said, give us feedback, do whatever you want, spread the word, yada, yada, yada. If you're still listening, thank you. And by the way, we have a cool outro coming up, so stay tuned.
Yes. Okay, so now that you're done with all yes. that stuff.
It's the coolest outro.
And just we had about 587 takes on those three sentences that Nick just had to say. So anyways, that is the end. We're out of here. We will be back in 2 weeks on, I want to say it's July 8th, but something like that. We'll be back in 2 weeks for episode 4. I'm excited. I know Swoopy Hair is super excited. We will catch you guys later. Thanks for listening to Suits Talk. Cue the outro. How sick is this outro?
Dude, 10 out of 10. Perfect. Love it. Love it.
I think I'll give it a 7.2. What the?